All right. Good morning, everyone.
大家早。
I'm glad you're able to make it today and look forward to the next couple days as we just begin this new year together.
很高兴你今天能够来跟我一起参加这个聚会，我们也希望这几天我们一起来迎接我们的新年。
I thought it was interesting that I have the opportunity to talk about the past of CCCSB.
Pastor Jay 觉得很奇怪，他是可以讲我们的回顾这一方面的。
In some ways, there are probably many of you that would do a far better job recounting the past history of our church.
因为我们在座很多人可能对我们教会的过去比他更熟悉。
But given the three speakers that we have in the next few days, I'm the only one even really connected to the church. So,
但是他从这以后的这三个讲员来看，他跟我们教会关系是比较深远的。
But as we begin a new year, one of the things that we often do at the end of the year is look backwards.
所以在我们年末的时候，我们通常会往回看。
And Google search engine does a video every year that does that a little bit.
Google 也是有一个 video， 它每年会往过去一年把它整理起来。
And this year they looked back at all the different searches that people asked about, and they found that the one question that came up the most was how. How do I and fill in the blank.
So 2017年大家在电脑上面寻找最多一个问题就是如何我们要如何来做这些事情。
So let's take a look at this video and just kind of get us thinking backwards before we start looking forward.
我们看一下这个影片我们往回看。
Last question, how to move forward.
我们怎样子往前走?
We're at the beginning of a new year, and before we move into 2018, it behooves us to take a look backwards.
所以在我们进入2018年之前，我们先往回看一下2017年。
And in many ways, that's where we are as a church as well.
那我们这个教会现在也是这样。
We've hit one of those milestone points in our church's history.
我们在教会历史上，我们教会的历史上面有一些里程碑。
And as excited as we are about moving forward, one of the things that we ought to do is look back.
虽然我们兴奋，我们继续往前走，但是我们也要往后看。
The number 40 comes up a lot in Scripture.
在圣经上，这个四十这个数字常常出现。
Oftentimes it is equated with this idea of testing.
有时候它是跟考验有关系。
A critical point, from there, things can change and move forward.
从40天或40年以后就会有个新的。
And so I thought about the nation of Israel in the wilderness.
就像以色列人他们在荒野里面。
In Numbers 13, they had already crossed the Red Sea, and they were about to enter into the promised land.
在民数记第十三 章讲到这里。
Moses had sent representatives from each of the tribes to spy out the land and see what the possibilities are.
摩西在这个十二个支派里面选人要到探讨这个应许地。
Joshua and Caleb return, and Caleb gives this report. He says, "Let us go at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it."
在这里，加勒说，加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说，我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。
However, if you're familiar with the story, there were 10 others who said, no, it is too much of a task for us to do.
其他十个人说，不行，我们没有办法办到这件事情。
The people that inhabit the land are too powerful and too great for us.
那边的人太强壮了。
As good as the land looks, we can't do it.
虽然那个地是非常的丰盛的，但是我们没有办法取得那地。
And based on that report, Moses held back.
因为这样子，摩西没有往前走。
And God disciplined his people.
那神就这样子的教训了他的人。
To the point there, the next chapter, it says, according to the number of days in which you spied out the land, 40 days, a year for each day, you shall bear your iniquity 40 years, and you shall know my displeasure.
按你们窥探那地的四十日。一年顶一日，你们要担当罪孽四十年，要知道我与你们疏远了。
God had prepared His people to accomplish great things.
神准备了他人民能够做伟大事情。
He was empowering His people to accomplish great things.
他给他们力量来做伟大的事。
And yet fear caused them to hesitate.
但是他们害怕而不敢往前走。
And God showed His displeasure.
那神这里就不高兴了。
A lot of times we think of the wilderness wanderings that they were just walking in circles for 40 years.
我们想到他们在荒野里面好像走圆圈走了40年。
Most of the traveling was maybe about 2 or 3 years.
大部分的行走大概有两
三年的时间。But for 40 years, they were camped out there at Kadesh Barnea.
40年他们就在这个荒野里面。
For 40 years, God allowed a generation of people who had doubted and feared the possibilities to basically pass on.
神让那疑惑的那一代几乎就是灭亡了。
During that time, they had gathered all of the materials that they needed for the tabernacle that God had asked them to build.
那时候他们在荒野建造了会幕。
So they were productive during that time.
所以他们是有建造一些事情。
But it was certainly a time where God said, we're going to wait.
但是神说我们要等待40年。
Before we move forward.
所以不能够往前走。
See, they rejected God.
他们不信任神。
And they were fearful.
他们害怕。
But that's not our story.
那不是我们的故事。
When we think about the 40 years that...Mark CCCSB, it's not one of fear and rejection.
我们讲我们教会四十年，不是一个我们害怕。
It's one of faithfulness.
我们是有信心的。
And yet still, that idea that it has been a time of testing is not necessarily wrong.
但是这四十年也算是一个一段考验的时间。
As I've been made aware of the history of our church, there have been many times where the faithfulness of His God's people here has been tested.
所以Pastor Jay 往回看我们教会的历史，也看到很多时候我们的信心也受到了考验。
And I would like to say that from what I know, God's people at CCCSB have continued to pass that test.
从他知道的我们教会里面的这些人继续的通过了这些考验。
So before we get into our text, I want us to take a little bit of a trip back down memory lane.
所以我们先来看一下以前的这些照片。
Bless you. And remember the faithfulness of God and God's people here at CCCSB.
记得神的信实也我们这些人的信实。
How many of you were a part of the church when they met at Torrance First Baptist?
有多少人在这个我们在第一浸信会的时候聚会的时候有来我们教会、
yeah. Torrance First Baptist Church there in Torrance on Carson Street was the initial one of the initial homes here for CCCSB.
所以在 Carson 路上的第一浸信会是我们教会那个时候租来的。
According to our history, on January 1st of 1978, 16 people gathered together and they voted and they formed the first board of directors for CCCSB.
1978年1月1号的时候16个人在那里聚会然后选了5个人。
And after initially meeting at the Assembly of God Church in Walteria, they eventually found their home here at Torrance.
所以他本来是在这个 Walteria 那边的一个教会，然后搬到这边来。
Ironically for me, this was a church that was part of my own upbringing.
这个教会也是 Pastor Jay's 以前在那边侍奉的教会。
So in this picture over here, this side is the nursery.
那边是婴儿房。
My mother tells me that when we attended there, the nursery at Torrance had sliding glass doors.
Pastor Jay 妈妈说，那个时候这个婴儿房那边有玻璃的门。
And I guess was standing at the window just kind of crying.
他就站在窗户那边哭。
Building a church nursery with glass doors where the kids can see their parents, probably not a great idea.
婴儿房用玻璃让小孩子可以看到他们的父母，但是不能跟他们讲话，大概不是一个很好的。
But that is the patio, and many of you remember meeting in that basement, there inside the gym.
有些人可能记得我们在那个的地下室的那边聚会。
Part of my history also, when I was attending the Filipino American Church, Christian Church, we used to meet in that same basement.
Pastor Jay, 他们以前这个菲律宾的教会也是这样子在地下室那里聚会。
In fact, as a junior hire, our pastor gave me the opportunity to give a 5-minute little sermon.
他在上初中的时候他那个时候青少年牧师给他们一些信息。
A lot of good things happened to that basement.
所以在那个地下室那边有发生很多很好的事情。
You know, God's faithfulness through that particular church continues to extend to this day, launching other churches.
神在那个教会的信实继续到现在，我们在其他教会也继续。
And we as CCCSB have been blessed by that.
南湾华人基督教会也这样受到神的祝福。
But it came a point where.The church decided we needed and we want to have our own permanent home.
但是教会那个时候觉得我们需要有我们自己的教堂。
And so this current location was sought out and purchased.
所以那个时候我们在找这个地方。
And in this top left picture, in 1985, there was a prayer time in front of the old gift shop.That was on this site.
1985年，这个是大家在那边祷告，这个就是我们在
这块地。The faithfulness of God's people at CCCSB braved the rain to continue to just pray for His providence over our church.
我们这些人的信实，在神的面前来祷告希望能够得到这块地来建立教堂。
And then next year in 1986, there's our Easter sunrise service or Easter service.In the parking lot area.
1986年，这在我们的停车场的地方有个日出的这个敬拜。
And as funds were being gathered in order to begin construction, we actually held some fundraising yard sales, and I guess we sold a sailboat.
Yes. I'm going to fill it.
Was that yours?
Yes.
Did we get a lot of money for that? Okay. It's a wash. What a great donation.
1987年募款的活动有卖了一艘船500块。
Now that's you know, again, just a testimony to God's people's faithfulness here at CCCSB.
见证在我们教会神的人民的信实。
Eventually the funds were raised and ground was broken.
所以1989年的时候
1989, construction begins on this current location.
开始建造我们的教会。
You can see the foundation there, and the wall starting to come up.
你可以看我们的地基跟我们的墙开始建造起来。
Including our iconic kind of rounded front here.
还有我们的前面这个圆的这个。
And even in those early stages of construction, the cross is visible.
你可以看到那个十字架在那边就看到了。
Construction continued, and eventually stucco was put on. And what we have today is a result of all that hard effort, all that prayer, all that those resources.
在那么多时间的这个工作祷告之下，我们教会慢慢的建立起来了。
So once again, we're looking at 40 years of faithfulness.
所以我们看到40年的信实。
Faithfulness of God's people.
神的人民的信实。
Because of the faithfulness of our great God.
因为神的信实。
And it's in looking back on that faithfulness of God's faithfulness that we want to stop and pause before we move forward.
所以我们这个时候就花一点时间来回想。
Our text this morning comes at the end of the book of Deuteronomy.
我们的经文是在
The nation of Israel, as I said, has been waiting to take possession of the promised land.
是讲到他们要进入应许地。
Moses is nearing the end of his life.
摩西在他的生命最后几天。
Joshua is ready to succeed Moses in the leadership of the nation.
约书亚要接受这个领袖的职位。
And as many leaders often do, Moses wanted to share one more important thing.
摩西这个时候要分享一个很重要的事情。
And so as we look at that, we find that the nation again is at this major crossroads.
我们看到以色列这个国家在一个非常重要的一个十字的岔路上。
And when we reach those crossroad points, those decision-making points, it's important for us to reflect back on the journey that we've taken.
在我们在这个很重要的一个十字路口的时候，我们回顾这段旅程。
Galatians 5, Paul tells us that walk by the Spirit and you'll not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do.
加拉太书五章十六节讲到，你们当顺着圣灵而行，而不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此为敌，你们不能够做所愿意做的。
When we get to that crossroads point, we reflect back. The question that we often ask is, Lord, how faithful have I been and as part of this journey?
当我们回顾我们过去的旅途的时候，常常我们想，我们是不是有信神？
Have I been walking according to your spirit, according to your will?
我们是照着神旨意来行走的吗？
Or have I been pursuing the things that I want to pursue?
或者是我们自己选择我们自己要做的事。
And every one of us goes through these times where we are faithful, and yet sometimes we fall back into that selfishness.
所以我们有时候，我们大家有时候都会非常的有信心，但是也有时候软弱。
For the nation of Israel, that selfishness, that fear, kept them in a holding pattern for 40 years.
那以色列人民，他们因为他们的害怕，为他们的自私，他们丧失了40年的时间。
I think for us as a church, we've had those ups and downs.
我们教会在这40年有很多的起伏。
Those times of great faith.
有时候我们有很多的信心。
And those times of just struggle.
但是有时候真的是一个很大的挣扎。
But it's in all of those things that happened in the past that enables us to, you know, with a clear mind move forward.
但是在过去所发生的所有事情，让我们现在可以继续的往前走。
And so one of the things that we need to do is consider what are our options as we move forward.
所以往前走的时候，我们要斟酌我们的选择是什么。
For the nation of Israel, they are now in a place where they can take possession of the land.
以色列人民他们现在可以进去到他们应许地。
And so Moses tells them this, I've set before you today life and good, death and evil.
对，摩西说，在你面前有罪恶跟有好美好。
A lot of times when we're at crossroads points in our lives, there are more than two options, or it seems like there are more than two options.
有时候我们在一个交叉路口，我们有很多种不同的选择。
But when it comes to following God,There really are only two.
但是跟随神只有两个选择。
There's a sense of a life and obedience and goodness, and then there is rejection, rebellion, and death.
你可以顺从，有好处，有生命，或者是你可以反抗而得到死亡。
That same option at the end of Joshua's life, after they had conquered the promised land.Joshua poses the same choices to the nation of Israel.
同样的，在约书亚的最后一段日期，他也跟以色列人民讲，你还是有这样两种选择。
In chapter 24, it says, "If it's evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers you served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you now dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地的亚摩利亚人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
So as much as they were obedient and they took possession of the land, or at least most of the land, the choice of following God or not following God was still very much in play.
虽然他们已经得到大部分的应许地了，但是他们还是有这个重要的抉择。
Which tells us whether we're at 40 years or 4 years or 400 years, that same option exists.
所以不管你是四十年、四年或四百年，你还是同样的有这两种选择。
So the reality is that the obvious choice would be to choose God.
这个比较明显的这个选择，当然是我们走在顺服
里面。To walk in obedience to what God has given us.
走在顺服神的道路当中。
Continuing in our text in verse 16, it says, If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, that I command you today, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his ways, by keeping his commandments and his statutes and his rules, then you shall live and multiply.And the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to take possession of it.
吩咐你爱耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，遵守他的诫命、律例、章典，使你可以存活，人数增多。耶和华你神就必在你所要进去得为业的地上赐福于你。
To walk in obedience is to know God's word and to then apply it to our lives.
走在顺服中是知道神的话语，然后应用它在我们生活上。
Part of the reason why I say 40 years of faithfulness here at CCCSB is because the Word of God has been the cornerstone and the most essential part of this ministry.
我们教会四十年信实，因为我们一直用神的话语来成为我们教会的基础。
Leadership may have changed from year to year.
我们的领袖可能每年会改变。
The congregation,those that sit in the pews may change from time to time.
坐在这里的会众也有改变的时候。
But the one constant for our 40 years of history has been the establishment of God's word as a central component upon which this ministry is built.
但四十年以唯一不变的是，我们用神的话语为我们的基础，建立神的事工。
And probably one of the easiest things that we can look back on as an indicator of that is.Our annual church retreat.
我们往回看，可以最简单可以看到的就是我们每年的教会的退休会。
This is only about 17 pictures.
这里大概有十七张照片。
Of our church retreat group shot.
我们这个退休会的团体照。
Starting all the way back here in 1991 at Biola University.
1991年在 Biola。
And then continue on just this last year at UCSD.
去年我们在的圣地亚哥。
And you could see just our people coming together annually to study God's word, to be refreshed by God's word, to be challenged by God's word.
可以看到每一年我们聚集在一起来研究神的话语，也被神的话语所鼓励。
If we are to walk in obedience, we continue to place God's word at the very center of what we do.
我们走在顺服中，我们把神的话语放在我们的
最中心。And that causes us to draw closer to him.
让我们能够更靠近神。
John 15:7 says, If we abide in him, and his word abides in us, then whatever wish will be done for us.
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
There's this connection between having the word of God as a part of our lives and us being in this tight and intimate relationship with our creator God.
我们有神的话语在我们生活当中，我们才可以建立一个亲密的关系跟神在一起。
When we choose life and good and obedience to God, then we are choosing to follow his word.
当我们选择顺服，选择生命的时候，我们有他在我们生命里面。
And do whatever we can or we need to continue to draw closer to him.
那我们可以每天继续的更靠近神。
But Moses also offered this, the other choice, and the reality of the other choice, that there is a negative side.
但是摩西也有给你第二个选择，这是一个负面的。
And too often that is that selfishness, where we choose the things that matter to us.
就是我们比较自私的来选择我们自我
，not considering whether or not is consistent with God's will，
没有想到这是不是神要
consistent with what God desires for His church and for His people，
就是神要在教会实行的东西。
And when we walk in self or selfishness， we walk in defiance。
我们自己在为我们自我走在反抗当中。
Verse 17 of our text says, "If our hearts turn away, you will not hear."Hear God's word, but will be drawn to even worship other gods and serve them.
倘若你心里偏离，不肯听从，却被勾引去敬拜侍奉别神。
Now, it's not likely that a church is going to follow this path and all of a sudden the focus of our worship is some other God. But the reality is that sometimes that selfishness becomes this God in our lives. And that selfishness can even become this focal point within a church ministry. If we turn away from following God and walking in obedience, this is the risk we run. And when we find ourselves walking in defiance to what God has for us, we find ourselves drifting further from Him.
当我们选择自我的时候，我们就愿意，慢慢的就飘离了神。
In Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews says, we must pay close attention to what we've heard, lest we drift away from it.
希伯来书，所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们
会流失去。And that's why it is such a critical thing for us to continue to keep the Word of God a central part of this ministry.
所以我们非常重要的，我们要把神的话语继续放在我们的中心。
And the main message of God's Word is salvation for us and for the whole world.
那主要的神的信息就是，他的救恩。
The gospel message of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的福音。
And whether you are a follower of Jesus for many years or someone who has yet to receive Jesus as your Savior, the gospel message has the ability to change and transform lives.
不管我们是信徒多年了，或是还没有信主，神的话语，神的福音可以改变我们的生命。
So we make this commitment to just continue to draw our attention to God's word and the salvation of the gospel.
所以我们继续研读这神的话语神的福音。
Because if we don't, we run the risk of drifting from God.
不然的话，我们可能会飘远离神。
And finding ourselves loving the things of this world more than wanting to pursue God.
不会只爱这个世界的东西而慢慢的飘离。
First John says, "Don't love the world or the things of this world, because if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him."
约翰一书讲到说，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
This last year we've been studying the essential commandment.
去年，我们现在2017年在研读我们的门徒。
In Mark 12, the idea of the two commandments of loving God and loving our neighbors as ourselves has been the focal point of our study this last year.
所以马可福音这里讲到爱神跟爱我们身边的人是在一起的。
In order for us, for that to be true of us, we've got to continue to focus in on who God is and our relationship with Him.
所以最重要是我们要继续知道我们敬拜是什么样的神，我们的关系。
And not be caught up in the things of this world.
不要让这世界上的事情远离。
And pursuing our selfish desires and loving the things of this world.
不要追求自私的事情，这个世界上的事。
So the final couple verses in our text in Deuteronomy, Moses sums up the choices again.
最后在生命记这段经文摩西再一次把这两种选择说一次。
And he says, "I've set before you life and death, blessing and curse." And he admonishes us to choose life.That you may and your offspring live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, holding fast to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land the Lord swore to give your fathers to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
我今日呼天唤地向你们做见证，我将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要选择生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活，且爱耶和华你的神，听从他的话，专靠他，因为他是你的生命，你的日子长久也在乎他。这样，你就可以在耶和华向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各其实应许所赐的地上居住。
So we summarize it this way. Again, obedience is a reflection of our relationship with God.
所以我们顺服就反映我们与神的关系。
If we love God, we are going to continue to be obedient to Him and to His Word.
我们爱神，我们会继续的顺服他。
Moses says that our very life is found in God.
摩西说，我们的生命在神里面。
When he says to choose life over death, it's to choose God over selfishness that leads us farther away from Him.
选择神就是我们选择服从神，选择好的生活，不是自私。
And then finally, he reminds them of the promise that God made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
最后他提醒他们，神的应许是永恒的。
That God's faithfulness is everlasting.
他的信实是永恒的。
Regardless of what we are experiencing or what we observe, God's faithfulness never changes.
不管我们看到了什么，不管我们经历了什么，神的信实是永恒的。
We sing great is thy faithfulness.
我们唱神的信实广。
God's faithfulness is not only great, but it is eternal.
他的信实是广大，
Because it is a part of his character.
因为这就是神。
It is who he is.
这就是他是这样子的神。
And he never changes.
他永远不改变。
So as we look back on God's faithfulness over the last 40 years,
我们往回看神对我们40年的信实。
And even though we've had some rough patches from time to time,
虽然我们有一些起伏，有一些困难，
all of that past informs us as we move forward.
这过去这些东西让我们了解我们怎样往前走。
And we can be reminded that His faithfulness has not changed.
提醒我们神的信实是不改变。
And that as we continue to move forward and pursue the next 40 plus years,
我们继续往前走，未来的40年，
God's faithfulness will be there.
神的信实还是永在的。
The question for us is, will our faithfulness be there for God?
问题对我们是说，我们是不是还是对神是信实？
Will our obedience be there?
我们是不是顺服？
Will we find life in that relationship with Him?
我们是不是在这关系里面找到生命？
I believe we can.
我相信我们是可以的。
I believe we can possess the land that God has promised us.
我相信我们可以得到神所应许的应许地。
And just like those faithful ones that were praying in the rain all those years ago.
就像多年前他们在雨中祷告这个教会。
May we endure whatever it takes to be found faithful in our relationship with God.
不管我们经历怎么样子，我们希望在
Not personally, but as a church.
我们在神里面是信实的，我们个人的信实，整个教会的信实。
That the world will know that God is alive and well.
社会可以看到啊，神是活的神。
And that the ministry of CCCSB.Is making a difference in changing this world.
我们教会的事工也可以继续的改变这个世界。
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
Father, thanks again for our time in your word this morning.
天父再次感谢你给我们的话语。
I ask God that as we continue in these gatherings over the next couple of days, that you would encourage us and challenge us with your word.
在这未来这三天当中，请你继续来鼓励我们。
Thank you for your faithfulness all these years.
感谢你过去对我们的信实。
That we can rely upon you.
我们可以依靠你。
That we can trust you, Lord.
可以信任你。
And that we can feel safe in your presence.
在你里面有平安。
Father, as we move forward, I pray that you find us faithful.
我们往前走，我们希望你也发现我们是对你信实的。
Father, give us the courage to trust you more.
给我们勇气来信任你。
Give us the boldness to be the men and women that would take possession of your promises.
大胆的成为那能够得到你的应许的人民。
May we be the instruments that you use to change this world.
让你继续使用我们来改变世界。
We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name.
感谢赞美，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Amen.All right. Well, we'll be dismissed with a benediction. Would you please stand and...
我们请大家站立，我们有祝福。
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May God make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May God lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. May you go in peace. And may God's name be glorified in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
You are invited to have lunch downstairs. I think lunch is ready. Would you say yes?
楼下有午餐。
All right. And then for fellowship leaders and deacons, we will be meeting at 1 p.m.
只是跟这个团契同工，我们1点要开会。
God bless you. We'll see you downstairs.